So my name's Catherine. I am a compulsive debtor, and welcome to the World Service Conference 2021 Virtual Workshop Day. My name is Catherine. The topic for this workshop is Have One. And the first speaker is Sarah V.
Thanks, everybody. My name's Sarah, and I'm a compulsive debtor, spender, and under-earner. I have not incurred any new unsecured debt since November 16th of 1919. And my home group is Huntington Valley's 12 Steps to Prosperity in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania. I'm really grateful to be able to be here today for two reasons. One is I'm grateful to be at a World Service Conference for Debtors Anonymous because this program transformed my life, you know. And I'm grateful that I'm solvent and that I can share, and that I can share about having a sponsor. You may have heard in the past that a lawyer who represents themselves has a fool for a client. So I've heard about people sponsoring themselves in this program, in other programs. And what I found for myself is that that doesn't work so well because I got myself here. So what kind of a sponsor would I be? I've also heard that if you have a good idea, tell someone. If you have a great idea, tell your sponsor, because all my great ideas got me here. And I've had lots of great ideas in the past, you know, like taking my kids to Hawaii a couple times. You know, I felt sorry for them. I felt sorry for me. A trip to Hawaii, that would perk us all up. We have a downloadable pamphlet on sponsorship. So anybody can go to debtorsanonymous.org and go to downloadable literature and take a look at that sponsorship pamphlet. And I'll refer to it because there's some good stuff there. I love DA's literature. Basically, it talks about how we can't do this on our own. And I know that asking someone to be a sponsor is one of the most difficult things for someone who's just coming into their first 12-step program, or even maybe their 10th 12-step program, because it can be embarrassing to admit to being a debtor. But if you're in the room already, you may as well do the work. That's the way I look at it. And I need a sponsor to guide me. My first sponsor was somebody that I heard say that she got a massage every month. That was part of her spending plan. And one of the suggestions is that you ask somebody who has what you want. So I wanted to have a massage every month. Like, that sounded really good to me. There were other things that she said too that encouraged me. But having a massage every month, that really did it for me. And today I have a massage at least once a month at the same place that she went, as a matter of fact. And one of the other things is having a sponsor who is a sounding board. Now, I'm just going to suggest that if you don't call the person that you've chosen as your sponsor, then that's not really your sponsor. If you don't tell this person about resentments, for example, or issues that are coming up, like, that's probably not a great sponsor for you either. It doesn't mean it's your fault. It doesn't mean it's their fault. It just means for some reason, you're not feeling comfortable. You're not feeling that that person understands you or would be compassionate. And compassion is a big part of being a sponsor. It doesn't mean you're going to get a free ride or be able to get away with things. It just means that this person is a guide, can understand where you're coming from. My sponsor recently helped me with an issue that I had with making an amends. And I've been in DA for over 20 years, and I generally feel that most of my amends are made. Certainly my financial amends are made, but there are other types of amends. And I realized that we're doing step eight this month, just in having a discussion, it occurred to me that there was somebody that I had prodded and poked and instigated an argument with. And that's not the person that my higher power wants me to be. So I need to make an amends to that person. And it was wonderful to have the discussion with somebody who understands what I'm talking about and understands that as a compulsive person, I also think that I know better than everybody else. You know, I have control over my situation, over my life. You know, I'm in Debtors Anonymous. I have control. Well, you know, I'm powerless over the disease and over my character defects. And my sponsor is the person out there who can help to guide me through this. And I found that if you're not discussing your purchases, your spending plan, maybe your lack of purchases, your restriction with your sponsor, then maybe you need a different sponsor there too. I had a PRG recently, and my sponsor is not in my PRG group, not because I'm trying to hide anything from her, but she's just not available, generally speaking, for the PRGs. So I'm really lucky to have two people on my PRG group and a sponsor. And I discuss everything with my sponsor that my PRG group says, and vice versa. And my PRG group and I discussed several different purchases, and I ended up talking with the sponsor about them and batting things around. I changed things around a little bit that just made sense. And I'm still holding off on those purchases, but it's because I was able to talk to someone who understands my compulsion to want to get this done. I thought I needed a car, but then I realized, wait a minute, that car got a new engine like only 65,000 miles ago. I probably don't need a new car. Then guess what? The rest of the car is 10 years old. Maybe I do need a new car. So this is why I need PRG people and a sponsor, because I need to talk to somebody. I can't make these decisions myself. There's way too much going on in my head. Too much entitlement, too much fear. There's too much, I know what's good for me. There's way too much of that going on in my head for me to be able to make those decisions myself. I believe that, you know, a sponsor is a guide. And a few years ago, when I went on the board of trustees, I got a new sponsor because I knew that I was going to need somebody who'd been there and done that. Somebody who had experience in this area, not just with the experience of being on the board, which God bless our trustees. It's a lot of work. Our working board, they really do work. It's a lot of work. And somebody who had that work-life balance, who was able to, you know, balance a full-time job as well as a serious program, sponsorship, you know, and a life at the same time, I knew that I was going to need help with that. So I knew someone, and I just felt that my higher power was drawing me to that person. And I'd actually never even met this person, you know, live, but I went to a meeting that person went to, and I emailed them ahead of time and asked if we could meet and talk about this subject. And I went to the meeting and met with them. And, you know, we both thought about it for a week or so after meeting and decided that we would try the relationship. It's been wonderful for me and really helpful. I would say that it's important to remember also that you're not really married to this person. That, you know, if things don't work out, you can break up. It's okay. There's not even a charge for divorce in this program. And you don't have to pay for it for the rest of your life. You know, you can just decide that sometimes in relationships, you know, things don't work out and that's okay. Or you're ready for somebody else because you have another issue in your life that you really have to work on. All I know is, as I said, I can't do this alone. And I feel so blessed to have the opportunity to have people that I can call on, not just in a PRG, not just as an action buddy, but somebody who understands me and is willing to help and guide me through the program. So I really appreciate being able to speak to you today. Thanks very much for your attention.
Thank you so much, Sarah. The next speaker is Shauna.
I'm Shauna. I have been solvent since 2011, and I am a GSR for the Sunrise Visions meeting in Brooklyn, New York. When I started in this program on April Fool's Day, 28 years ago, I had a lot of apprehension, but I also had a lot of pain, and I was suicidal. I felt like there was no way I could get out from under this. That I had tried everything and there was no hope. And finding that there was actually a program that dealt with money and debt, because I don't have the other ones that are, you know, more common, that I, you know, there's an AA meeting on every block practically. But when I found out that there was this one, it was a lifesaver for me. And I heard the tools read, go to meetings, keep your numbers, and get a sponsor. I didn't mind going to meetings. I loved meetings. When I first came in, I was so hungry to have some serenity that I went to 7 to 10 meetings a week. That was not a problem. And keeping my numbers, I in fact started keeping my numbers a year before I came into DA, because I had read that non-approved literature saying that this was a good way to start. So I had done that. But then the idea of a sponsor didn't really appeal to me. I am distrustful of authority. I don't want anyone to tell me what to do. I didn't like women because of my bad relationship with my mother. I thought that I was supposed to know everything. I mean, my family of origin instilled in me, don't ask for help, keep secrets, and you're 3 years old. You should know how to do everything already. So I came up with that, and to try to reconcile, how do you just decide to trust somebody? You know, it's just like they suggest it, but people are not trustworthy. How do I do this? And, you know, steps that I was powerless, and I did have some hope. Hearing the promises, I had some hope. And so I was willing to do that. And I asked somebody to be my interim sponsor, but, you know, ironically, or maybe not surprisingly, that person was unavailable. So, you know, it worked out great for me until it didn't. And then I looked for somebody that I might be willing to trust. And this person said that he'd take me on for 30 days. And I thought, you know, 30 days I can do. And that 30 days stretched out. And so 28 years later, he's still my sponsor. And he has been so instrumental in my recovery, because it says in my home group, somebody writes in the We Care sheet with the comments every week, steps work. Well, steps do work, but you can't work them yourself. I needed somebody to help me. You know, what is this all about? And how do you do this? And, you know, I was just clueless. But we would read the step. I would write on the step. I would come and talk about it. And moving through the steps, no matter how difficult the fourth and fifth steps were, no matter how embarrassing the sixth and seventh were, no matter how fearful I was about the eighth and ninth, I was willing to work the steps with my sponsor. And what I what I found that working with him through the steps, that it totally changed my life, my attitude, my financial situation. I was $250,000 in debt when I came in. I had gone through, I think I was probably, you know, maybe I had three marriages at that time. And I was divorced. I had a terrible relationship with my parents. I was a single mother with my daughter, who was a teenager acting out. I didn't have friends. I really had no friends, because the only way I could relate to people was, you know, what do they want from me and what can I get from them? And so having to deal with this person on a weekly, sometimes daily contact, and realizing, I mean, I was in therapy for 30 years and was never honest with my therapist. So obviously it was just money and I'm a good girl. I do what I'm supposed to. So I really had to learn to strip away all that and to really be honest and to take the risk to trust and to try different things that were totally strange and foreign to me. But gradually through the steps, I learned to love myself. I became solvent and financially stable. I learned how to make a friend and be a friend. I learned that it wasn't a transaction, that you could just like somebody and listen to somebody and go with them, and you know, and that was it. And having friends, that first experience in program with my sponsor. My sponsor would invite me out to fellowship with other people, so it was kind of safe, or, you know, we'd do something. And it really helped me learn that there are people that are trustworthy and helpful. And I think one of the biggest things, money for me involves relationships. There's no way to separate relationships and money. So I came to the point where I actually enjoyed and spent time with my parents and forgave them for what I perceived as outrages against me, up until they died at 93. My daughter, who was just acting out like crazy and hated me, she and I now live together with her family, her husband, my two grandsons. We all live together harmoniously. We have learned a way of communicating and of being together that I had not learned before. The idea of, you know, it was a miracle for me, a miracle that they say, you have to get a sponsor. I wouldn't get a sponsor. I tried to get a sponsor. I picked an unavailable person. And finally, that this dear, dear man that was totally unconditionally loving, understanding, he's now become a family friend. He's the godfather to my eldest grandson. He is in my life. He's in my life forever. And I couldn't even imagine that. I've had serial relationships because, you know, I want you, I'm done with you, next, you know, and this is a real relationship. And I just am so grateful that he was willing to spend a lot of time. And he would also, I would call him in a panic. He would take my calls and I would say, you know, I'm in crisis about blah, blah, blah. And he would listen to me. He wouldn't really give me any advice. And then he would say, you know what? You're fine. You're fine. And, you know, I came to believe I really am fine, no matter what, no matter what the outside circumstances are, I'm fine. You know, and when I know I have food in the refrigerator, a roof over my head, and a way to get to wherever I'm going that day, there's nothing else I have to worry about. So taking the risk of having a sponsor and asking for help has made all the difference in my life. So I want to thank my sponsor. I want to thank DA. I want to thank my higher power. I want to thank Bill Wilson. I want to thank everybody that comes to program for really giving me a new life. And I know in Promise 2, it's about becoming the person I was meant to be. And that is true today. I can say that I totally, totally embrace being happy, joyous, and free. So thank you so much for allowing me to speak with you today.
Thank you so much, Shauna. I really appreciate your share. And also, I appreciate Sarah's share as well. I didn't say that. Tom B., take it away.
My name is Tom. I'm a very grateful member of Debtors Anonymous. I am a compulsive debtor, and I am extremely glad to be here today. I have a sponsor named Tim G., who lives in Los Angeles. I live in Oklahoma. There are no other men in DA that I'm aware of that are active in Oklahoma. So I get to have an out-of-town sponsor. But as a qualifier for whatever that's, I came in to DA at the strong suggestion of others. And I was about 2 years behind on, or 2 months behind, excuse me, on my mortgage. And it was almost Christmas, and I didn't know how I was going to buy presents for my kids. And it wasn't the first time I'd been there. And this ties to sponsorship because I was given the number of a lady named Brenda out in LA as well. And said, give her a call. She has a solution that's worked for her. And so I'm in another 12-step program called Al-Anon. And that's kind of how I found out about DA. I'd been in a long time, but money was an area I continually was still trying to manage in my life. So I gave her a call and she said, are you willing to go to any lengths to have some recovery and to have recovery? And I said, I was. And so she gave me a book to read, said, read it cover to cover, call me back in 30 days and we'll see where you're at. And I did that. And I called her back and she put me on a program of solution and action. At a time in my life, I was going through a divorce and a lot of things were up in the air. And she was, sponsorship is not unfamiliar to me, but sponsorship in Debtors Anonymous has been its own learning experience, I think. And so anyways, I had Brenda for years and then her path kind of went a different way. And so I found another gentleman and he sponsored me for a while. And we had a hard time being able to connect with him. And then eventually I got a third gentleman, Tim, somebody gave me his number and I spoke with him and he's been my sponsor ever since. And it's been about 10 years now. For me, sponsorship, it's important that I have someone who knows everything about me, the parts I like and the parts I don't like, the parts I like to show to people, and then the parts I don't want everybody to see. And my sponsor, Tim, has permission in every area of my life. He challenges me to grow spiritually. He challenges me to take actions based on the principles of Debtors Anonymous, not how I feel. We've been working together for a while now. And so our conversations today are, I don't want to say less digging, but there's not a lot he doesn't know about what's going on in my life and or anything really. And so we kind of do a brief check-in every week and I tell them what's happening. And he's kind, he's gentle, but he also tells me the truth. And one of the things that he told me that hung with me was I have always struggled with my record keeping. And it's just an area of rebellion in my life that I'm better at today, but for a long time I was really bad about. And he told me, I think the words he used was a drunk debtor. I'm like someone showing up to an AA meeting who is drinking in between meetings, and I'm still managing my life and I'm still showing up to meetings. And it caught my attention, and it's something I pay more attention to today. He guided me through the steps. One of the things that's important for me is it's a relationship I have to take responsibility for. I can't depend on my sponsor to do it for me. I can't let someone else work my recovery for me. So I have a call time every week. I call. There's a few times I miss and I try and make it up to them, but I generally try and call every week at the same time. And I tell them what's going on in my life. If I choose to keep secrets, then you can't help me. So I tell him what's going on and tell him the areas that I'm struggling with, the areas that I'm not. He's worked me through the steps. He's someone who has what I want. But again, with a long distance relationship, it can't happen. He's not going to show up at one of my meetings and see I'm not there. He's not going to show up at some commitment I had and see I'm not there. And I'll get to call him today and eat crow and tell him I was late today. Because he needs to know these things. And he's the one who can point me back to the steps and point me back to the traditions and point me back to taking care of myself. And I think that's one of the things he's been best at, and not best at, but certainly been consistent with, this idea I've got to take care of myself before I can take care of anybody else. I've got to get enough sleep. I've got to eat. I've got to not run around in this fantasy world that I can tend to do when it comes to my recovery in DA. You know, DA is about clarity. It's about honesty. It's about living in within the reality of my life when it comes to money and other things too. And so he always brings me back to earth, and he's an amazing guy. And, I can't imagine working this program without a sponsor. And I enjoyed listening to and I didn't catch your name, but the speaker who's right up before me. And I enjoyed what she shared about, you know, it's, I don't know if friendship's the right word, but it's certainly, it's about intimacy. It's about having real trust with another human being, both with them and then with you. And I know from my experience with working with new guys that I'd probably do as much for him as he does for me. But I know that I can't imagine working a program without having a sponsor today. And I wish we had more men in Oklahoma, but we don't. And I'm grateful I have one on the other side of the country that's willing to take a little time out of some of his precious time out of his day and weeks to guide me through the steps and to walk me towards a solution. And at the end of the day, I think it's important for me to have a sponsor that wants more for me than I want for myself. That's again, always leading me upward, always leading me to do something better, to be that best, as was shared previously, the best version of me that I can be. And so I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful for all of you. DA is one of those areas where, like I said, I spent most of my life struggling with in terms of money, but today I can't imagine. It just grounds me. And for a long time, I enjoyed being a newcomer again, because I'm an old timer in my other program, but I enjoy, and it's the same thing with having a sponsor. I enjoy just getting to be grounded. You know, God is where my feet are. God is where my numbers are. God is in the reality of my life, not in the paintings I like to make about it. So I don't know. That's kind of my experience with sponsorship. You know, Tim's worked me through the steps. If anyone's interested in finding out more about this illustrious man, he's in one of the stories of our book. And it was, what's the name of his story? I just forgot it. Anyways, darn it. My mind's going blank. I'm getting COVID brain. Anyways, he's in the book. He's got a good story. I don't know. I'm grateful he takes the time to be on the other end of the line every week. And I think the biggest challenge for me is to be honest and thorough, because like I said, he can't walk into one of my meetings and he can't surprise me too much. So it's important that I go out of my way to be honest with them. It's important that I go out of my way to be transparent, be accountable, because I can't work this program on my own. And I don't want to think my way out of it because it means too much to me and my life and my family and their lives. So I think that's where I'm at. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate your share.